We get to have a very important conversation here, Robin.
We do. We've got Chatham Kent's newly named incoming Chief Administrative Officer, Thomas Kelly. Thanks for joining us this morning, Thomas.
Well, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Thomas, the news broke rather unexpectedly for us, I suppose, Monday night at the tail end of council. I know it's been no secret for quite some time as far as council members are concerned that current CAO Don Shropshire was set on retirement and the hunt was on to see who would be the new leader of the administrative side of the municipality. We now have learned that is you. So first and foremost, congratulations.
Well, thanks very much. It's really an honor to be selected, and I'm truly humbled to be given this opportunity. I was born and raised in Chatham Kent. I've raised my family here, and it's just, to be able to receive this position and have the confidence of council and the mayor, it's just a real honor.
Now, your name is one we get to become familiar with on the media side. We see how you've been working alongside council for quite some time, but maybe not as familiar with the listening audience. So give us the background. Tell us what you've been doing alongside the municipality over the years.
Well, I actually was hired back in 2012. I originally came from the private sector. I worked for a major tier one automotive supplier. And I was hired in 2012 in June as the general manager of infrastructure and engineering services. So that is a very large portfolio, but basically we manage all of the assets of the municipality, everywhere from the airport to cemeteries. And I've been working on that, not only our roads or bridges, but all of our operations. And it's been a very busy portfolio. Certainly, the most challenging part has really been, I would say, in the last 3 years, where Chatham Kent has had their share of emergencies, and we've had 7 declared emergencies in the last 3 years. We've had 2 along the Thames River due to flooding. We've had Erie Shore Drive. We've had a couple out there, and we've also now had 3 with Wheatley. So all of those have kept my team and myself extremely busy.
No doubt. And you've got some big shoes to fill in taking over for Don at the CAO post. You've worked along with him for several years now, though. Tell me what you've learned from him in what it takes to be a successful CAO of a municipality of this size.
Well, Don, first of all, has been really a tremendous mentor for me. Having this portfolio, he and I have had many, many discussions about how to manage this properly. So I think Don has taught me, first of all, how to be a good mentor in the first place, and also how to build a good team and how to look for solutions that really are able to are the best professional advice for council, for the mayor, and also all the residents as well. And that's been our job, is to really look at situations, to analyze them, to study them, and then come back with our best professional advice. So Don has been a real asset in that and support for me throughout the years.
Now, jumping into this post, which I understand that the idea is to have you in place by the end of the year and Don can sort of step back, but you're coming in at a fairly high-profile time, I guess. We've got a number of issues that continue to be big issues in the municipality, Wheatley among them, the Talbot Trail issue, continued flooding and erosion, both on the Thames and on the Lake Erie shoreline. Where are your first steps? What do you do jumping into this job?
Well, there are several priorities we have. And first of all, Wheatley is the top priority. We still have 65 homes that are evacuated. We have 125 residents out of their homes, 30 of which are children. And, you know, Christmas is coming too. So we're doing everything. That's our absolute top priority from my team perspective. Today, we're actually starting to bring people back for temporary visits to gather some of their belongings and then get them out of the evacuation zone. So that is number one on our list. That takes priority over everything, really. And then after that, we have certainly some social issues that we've seen driven by COVID, which is our homelessness, our mental health, and some addiction issues. That's a big priority for me. We have our budget coming forward in January. And, you know, unfortunately, one of the big challenges we have is over the past year, inflation has been in about the 3.5% range. So we're going through that right now, dealing with all of those issues. And as you mentioned, the infrastructure issues too. And the bottom line is we have more challenges than we do funding. So we've been working really diligently. Myself, I probably met 5 times with senior ministers of the province over the past couple of years to try to receive some level of funding on Erie Shore Drive, Talbot Trail, Rose Beach Line, everything along Lake Erie. We also have some stormwater management issues in Tilbury and Richtown. And then, as you mentioned, the flooding along the Thames River. So it's a tremendous portfolio. At the same time, we have all of our assets are underfunded. So that's been my job is to lead the asset management plan. And we need well over $100 million a year just to manage our current assets. That's without all of those other expenses I just talked about. So financial management is going to be a really, really big challenge, not just for myself, but for council and for the community. And lastly, you know, economic development is always on our list. We have so many good things happening in the community. We've just, I was part of the Navistar solution. We're working on the downtown Chatham Center. I would love to upgrade the boardwalks in Chatham and in Wallaceburg. I just think that would be wonderful for tourism. But it's going to be putting this all together in a package and presenting it to council and determining really what our priorities are.
So really a very simple job.
Yeah.
It's a very big
portfolio, for sure. And but at the same time, you know, I'm very excited about it. We have so many good things going. You're probably aware of this, but back in 2019, Chatham-Kent was ranked 126 on McLean's list of best communities. And in 2021, we made it up to 27. So I think that's the highest we've ever been. We have more people wanting to move to Chatham-Kent than we've ever had. And they are the Toronto crowd and, you know, those who live in higher areas of costs. And it's tremendous to a point where we, you know, housing is everything for us. And we have many developments. And I would also say just some excellent entrepreneurs that I've been working with on my current portfolio within Chatham-Kent. And these are really community-minded people. They're doing some fantastic things, and really the best is yet to come. So that's the positive side. I know we've all gone through COVID, and that's been such a challenge amongst all of the emergencies. We haven't even counted COVID on top of that, but we have a lot of great things happening in Chatham-Kent.
Absolutely. And I look forward to us keeping in touch more often over the next little while as you transition into this job. Congratulations once again, Thomas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. And I'm a local person. I've also had experience in different countries, different jobs as well in the private industry. And I really hope that I can bring a lot to the table. My mantra, and all of the staff know this at the Chatham-Kent municipality, is continuous improvement. So this is really one of the items that I picked up from the automotive industry in my former job, is that you don't try to make huge changes at all, but you come to work each day. You just try to do it a little bit better, a little at a time, and day by day, everything gets better. And that's what I'm going to try to do as well in this new role.
Awesome.
Very well said. The newly named CAO of the municipality of Chatham-Kent, Thomas Kelly, joining us today. Someone, Robin, who obviously sounds very passionate about Chatham-Kent and knows what he's in store for.
Absolutely.
Ready to roll up the sleeves and get to work. Thank you once again, Thomas, and congratulations. Best of luck. We look forward to working with you moving forward.